Talking today with Ben Hale, Western Livestock. Ben, pretty good numbers at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Last number I saw was about 6,800 on Monday.
Yep, 6,800, Ron, compared to about 6,900 a year ago, and a pretty snappy market on them, sure enough, long yearling steers and heifers.
Talk to me a little bit about the actual prices that you saw yesterday.
Well, you know, last Monday we had such a strong market on our soft calves and our unweaned calves. I mean, it was dollars higher, and I think was better than everybody all week after that, along with feeders too. But I think these feeders have just gotten so scarce. There's a lot of 60-day weaned seven weights, but sure enough, a yearling would be 90, 100-day plus. There's just not many of them out there, and lots of those eight-weight cattle over eight-weight bringing over 250 yesterday, and maybe not the best one walking, just sure enough a yearling they know not going to have any trouble with. Calf deal was a little softer on the weaned one and unweaned. The unweaned still showed a big increase over the unweaned calves, but we're starting to see the spread on it because this temperature is going to be swinging pretty good now that it's cooled off and the guys are having some trouble.
And I guess we are still sitting at a pretty good premium, guys that have worked those calves, maybe got some shots on them and all these type of things versus the kind of ones coming straight off the mama.
Yes, they are, minimum 45 days, preferably 60. Yeah, you're seeing that spread this time of year like we do every year.
And,
for sure.
And you mentioned, obviously, we do have some cooler weather. It looks like out there on the horizon, maybe even a little bit of rain if we're lucky. But yeah. That'll obviously change the dynamic a little bit, too.
That is, we're going to have some of these 40, 50-degree nights and then 70, 80 days. So that's perfect to get one sick. And, yeah, I think everybody in the ag industry is praying for that one day of rain that we got out there over the next 14 days to – hopefully get some of it.
Isn't that the truth?
Absolutely.
For the rest of the week, for both Comanche and Woodward, what are you looking at?
Going to have about 350, 400 cows in Woodward today. Peyton's going to have a pretty decent run tomorrow. Nothing huge, probably around 1,000 or more. Going to have a lot of feeder cattle at several feeders there at Woodward on Thursday and a couple of loads of nice calves and some other stuff. So going to have a good run there Thursday. And then be back here Monday. I don't look for a huge run till we have a freeze, and then we usually have it, the end of November, December is usually pretty big market numbers. So I think that's kind of why it looks like it's trending that way again this year.
In the meantime, if we get ready for that, if a guy wants to talk to you, how do they get a hold of you?
Ron, give me a call on my cell phone, 940-631-2333. We'd love to visit about the market.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. WesternCommissionCompany.com is their website to learn more about the Western Commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Ben Hale and his family operating that on Mondays and Tuesdays. We've also got the Comanche and the Woodward livestock markets and up in Knoxville, Iowa as well, being operated by Ben Hale and family. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.